Yeah, tonight we'll be talking a little bit about Tzala and about anybody else that needs to go for... Did you mention it? Somebody mentioned it. What happens to our Tzala members and they end up outside of the Tchum? It's a really good shaila that. What happens if somebody has to... That's real. Halach lemaaseh, if somebody has got an Tzala call and he has to, with the ambulance, drop off the patient in Barnet Hospital. Assuming that Barnet Hospital is outside of the Tchum, which it might be, what's the halacha then? So the Tzala member find himself outside of the Tchum. So what does he do now? What is he meant to do now? Pardon? So he's just saying that because there's other because he might be needed again, so he can't go back. Yeah. Yeah. She said that he could go back. Okay. Okay, what happens if he's on his way and he's on his way and before he reaches destination to make a Hatzalah to go to the patient, on his way to the patient, not to the hospital, to the patient, he's being told that there's already other members on scene. What happens then?
Other members
are on scene. What happens then? Okay, we'll see. This is Mamash a case in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Simon Tov Zayin. So Mishal Tzachutz Letchum Bereshus. Somebody who goes out of the Tchum Bereshus. Somebody goes out of the Tchum with permission. Bereshus. Kugoyin, such as Chachoma. What's a Chachoma? A midwife. Habol Yalit, who's helping a mother to give birth. Habol Yalit, V'chiyotze, was in similar to that. So there's a midwife who's going to help giving birth. What's the halacha then? And she's gone out of the tchum for that purpose. She's gone out of the tchum. So yesh lo alpayim amah lechol ruach. She's got 2,000 amas lechol ruach in every direction. But oisim okim in that particular place she gioloi. So in that place where she reached that place, she's got 2,000 amas in each direction. Ve'megiela ear. And if that reach, if the 2,000 amas touch on a if she ends up in a city, Migela Ir, Harei Hu Ka'anshe Ir, he becomes like one of the inhabitants of that particular city, of Yesh Alpaim Lecholuach, and it's got 2,000 amas into every direction, Chutzlayer, besides the city. So here we go, with the halacha, that if somebody goes Bereshus, so if you go without permission, you only get 4 amas. If you end up going, but if you are going with a very specific permitted purpose, then where you end up, there you get 2,000 amas, not just 4 amas, but 2,000 amas, that becomes your tchum. If the outside of the tchum, if you end up for a particular mitzvah, for an important purpose, you end up in a different city, which is outside of the tchum. Say, for instance, you end up in, where's a place outside of the tchum? A city outside of the tchum. Milton Keynes, very good, very good. It's on the M1, that helps me, thank you. So, you end up there. So the halacha is going to be, you have got a 2,000 amas beyond Milton Keynes, because Milton Keynes itself is a city, you beyond that 2,000 amas. Okay, we're ready for Siv Beis. Actually, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph is helpful for those of us who learn Maseches Hashana. We're talking about any permitted matter that you're allowed to go for. So, kigoyin, such as shari in your pikuach nefesh, any pikuach nefesh related purpose, kedei lekamei sif gimel, as in sif gimel. And similar, hayoyitz, somebody who goes out, bishvil, eidus, for being a witness, lekidush achodesh, for the new chodesh, bisman shekitchal piariya, in the times and generations that one used to announce the new moon based on kidush achodesh, based on eidus. Okay, now what is the reason, Rabbi Yisai? Why is it that you get 2,000 numbers, not just 4? Why? Why is it that if you go to help a yid in need, which is outside of the tchum, why is it that you get more than 4 amas? Why would you not just say 4 amas? That's it. Oh, That's basically it. So the Mishnebu's words are in Seif Cotton Gimel, Afla Achshik for also a mitzvah, even after completing the mitzvah, got 2,000 amas. The reason is, the reason why he has got 2,000 and not 4 amas, Deim Loi, Yeh Reshai, Lozuzim Koimoi, if he would not be permitted to move from his place, Yimna Atzmoi, he will refrain himself, Shalayotze is Oid, he will not go out, he won't do it. Imagine, you do a tzolo call, and you go for it, it is a chodesh, and you're a midwife, you want to help a Yiddish mother giving, and then you end up like literally 4 amas into each direction. It's quite claustrophobic, kind of. So you're going to, next time you ask to do that, you're actually going to refrain from doing that. No, you know, people need freedom, people need a bit of space, yeah? So if you only get 4 amas, nobody's going to end up doing the mitzvah. We want to encourage people to do mitzvah, we want to encourage people to help, to be there for others. We want to encourage people to help all the Yidden he needs. Therefore, we give them 2,000 amas as if he's still in the tchum. Okay, and that leads us to Ziv Beitz. What happens if somebody goes with perfectly permitted important matter? He goes out. And he goes on his way. So the example for that would be very literally a Hatzola call. He goes out. And they tell him on his way, You went for mitzvah? Well, I've got some news for you. This mitzvah has been completed already. So an absolute perfect case is, anybody else, no Hatzolah members here? Okay, so it is true. I mean, I know a little bit about it, very limited. But so what happens is that if there is somebody on scene, they will call on the radio, they'll say somebody's on scene. Somebody, you know, member so-and-so and member so-and-so have reached the scene. They've got to let people know. So imagine you went out, Hatzolah member went out to save a yid, which is a little bit outside of tchum, okay? There was a call out in Elstree, and you're going out. And then as you're leaving the edge of tchum, you hear on the radio that member 101 and member 102 have reached the scene. So now there's no point for you going anymore, and there's no heter for you to go anymore, because 2 members is sufficient. Now what happens now? You're stuck because he's outside of tchum. I understand that if you went there and you saved the yid, and you helped, and he did the mitzvah, I totally appreciate and understand you get 2,000 amas. But this individual now, he's not even there, he's just halfway. All he did is left out, what is he meant to do now? What happens to him now? He's stuck halfway, what happens to him? So therefore, where does he get, what happens to him? What would you say? What's the halacha? That what? We're not going to count him, and therefore, what's the halacha? From where? Where is now? Very good. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. For the very much that's what you're saying. He has from his place alpaim amo 2,000 amas lechol ruach into every direction. Yeah, he's got 2,000. What happens if the 2,000 amas reach again edgeware? He's good. Yeah, that's correct. If the 2,000 amas Muvla are swallowed up or are touching. 2,000 amas where he came from. He's allowed to go back to the tchum of his initial place. As if he never actually left the initial place. Alright, so that's what we're learning over here, that even if he hasn't reached destination, but he just stuck halfway, he gets 2,000 amas from where he actually finds out, no need anymore for the mitzvah. What would be another example for that, such a case? That halfway he finds out no need to go further. Won't be another case. You're going out for a... Won't be a case. A mitzvah purpose, you're going and then... Pidyon Shvuim, very good. Pidyon Shvuim, that's it, yes. It'll be a good example. So you say you're going out to, you want to help somebody who got in trouble by the authorities. Somebody got in trouble from the authorities, so what do you want to do? You want to help him out. You want to help him out. And then halfway, as you're going out of there, where's their prison? Holloway prison? Okay, where's their prison? Outside of Tchum. Okay, where's their prison? Like outside of Tchum towards... Okay, further up north. Is there like anything? Okay, as you're going, you're leaving the Ajwet Chum. You're leaving the Ajwet Chum, and as you're leaving the Ajwet Chum, you're finding out somebody's walking back, and you meet him on the street. He says, he actually comes from that prison. He's trying to, and Baruch Hashem, the fellow is sorted. He's sorted. He's fine now. He's okay. He's on his way home. So now, the halacha will be again, that what's the halacha? That where you find out, you get 2,000 amos. That's it. Siv Gimel. Why? They'll go back. You're asking that. What happens if they go out? What happens if they're further than 2,000 amos? You're saying the Maaseh that they go back. They come back into the actual. They do more than 2,000 amos. Your question is a very good question because I think that it's a very good question because we don't find here the svara that perhaps it'll be needed again. And that's the message they had to do apply there. They do say that, you know, perhaps it's needed again. Unless the svara is that he... What do you think about the svara in Tzivkot and Gimel in Mishneh Berurah? What do you think about that svara? Te'im lo yereshai lozum koimo yim na'atzum mishalolot says he won't go out again. Now I wonder, Rav Feingold, what do you tell me? If somebody in a Hatzalah member nowadays, if he gets 2,000 amos, but he doesn't have a head to go back to Edgware, will he do it again next Shabbos, yes or no? He probably won't go out again, right?
But they do, when they go to
Royal Free. Yeah. Okay, Royal Free is in the Tchum, I think. But they'll go back. They'll go back.
They have an arrangement with the Medicaid firm.
But that won't help in terms of Tchum.
Next time, otherwise they wouldn't do it. I want
to
walk back.
What happens if you go to Watford Hospital, which I understand apparently, so I hear that the waiting time there is very, very low. So I hear that if a person, Khalid, has got an emergency, better to go to, it's only that little bit further. But Watford A&E has got very short waiting there, apparently. I'm not taking a chayas here, But, okay. I just wonder, my shayla is, my sophic is, maybe they stretched their head a bit further than 2,000 amas, which is the loyka shulchan aruch, but maybe that, I'm not sure. The question is a very good question. Siv Gimel, koyotzim latz nefoshes, Yisrael. Somebody goes out for pikuach nefesh. So we're talking about in this particular case, we're talking about dangerous goyim. These are people that are trying to do harm to Yidden, and we're trying to save them, protect them from those dangerous people, like gypsies or dangerous people around the corner. So you want to save them from those dangerous people. So what do you do? So, or perhaps from a river, which is now a very, very extreme and dangerously overflowing river. Perhaps could be an earthquake or other very dangerous natural disaster. You want to save people from it. You want to help them out. And you're going outside of the tchum to help those yidden. They've got 2,000 amos into every direction. So if you ended up the tsunami area, and you want to help, it's outside of the tchum, but you went there because you want to help Yidden, and now you help them, and now you got 2,000 amos from where the incident took place, and where you ended up. If the goyim were particularly strong and violent, and if it could be even more serious, you're not safe to actually remain there. It's not safe to stay there because those violent individuals are still around, and the danger is still there. What would be the halacha then? If it's not safe to stay there, you can go back home. Yes, you can go back all the way home. And together with your weapons and equipment as well. So here we're learning an additional knach, that if it's dangerous to stay there, You can go more than 2,000 amas. You can go home. Do you think this can be? What do you think about Feingold? This is the hetanah to go back home. Could this be connected to Hatzalah or not really? Huh? Pashas not. Yeah.
Say if you take a child to hospital in emergency, come back home.
Oh, that's interesting because hospital is a dangerous place. It is. I heard from a doctor, I forgot who taught, yes, I heard that it's quite obvious. The most unhealthy place is hospital, right? The most unhealthy place is full of medically the most unhealthy place, the most dangerous place to get an infection is hospital.
When I took my mother once to the hospital with that solo on the Shabbos.
On the Shabbos?
They told me I can get a cab back.
Yeah.
I don't get my mother in, but it happened. I got the hospital patient transport.
Yeah, there is certainly a head to go back, yeah.
They said because if I didn't get my mother in, Shabbos was there.
Very good.
So the hospital wouldn't like it, and my mother wouldn't have liked to stay.
Yeah, so that's, I agree with you. I 100% agree. So perhaps it doesn't help for the Hatzalah members, but somebody who is dismissed on Shabbos from A&E, that probably might, I don't know what you think, could this be connected to Siv Gimel? So you could say the dangerous place, you've got more than 2,000 amas. Dangerous place, you can go all the way back home. If it's dangerous, go home. So this is really talking about violence. It's talking about, it's not safe, it's not safe. But I wonder if a hospital is also in a different way.
I remember once a doctor said to a patient who didn't want to leave the hospital, she said to this patient, you're better out than in.
Yeah.
If you stay in, the greater the risk of infection. Various
infections. Yeah, absolutely. So very much in line with this. Very, very much in line with this. You could argue that perhaps there's a hetter for the patient himself to go back based on that. Yeah, now that I'm saying it, I seem to remember that I heard this one from Diane Eckstein. I think he once said such a swell with that. Based on that, there's no hetter. There is a head of going back. I believe I heard this once from somebody. Yeah, okay, so that would be that. Now, now please note as well the last two words of this simon. So what's the last two words? Klezeinom, which means weapons and equipments can be returned as well. Now, why is that a chiddush? You could have argued that what? You could have argued that you go back, but keep your stuff behind. It's be'emes a big chiddush. What are we learning now? We're learning that if it's a dangerous place, go back home, it's fine. Go be only 2,000 amas. Okay, I hear that. If it's dangerous, go back home. I appreciate. But I would have said, okay, that's with regards to you, because you are a human, and it's dangerous. But who says you can take your equipment back and your weapons back and all that. Why is that? Klezeno, we're talking about weapons.
Okay, but equipment, like control equipment.
You know, we're talking about weapons initially. It might be comparable to equipment, but even weapons. It's a big chiddush. You're saying they might come back to you. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud, V'chleizeinom and their weapons. Zeh muta av kshiyad Yisrael tkifo. But even, this head applies even when Yidin are strong. Timoyom mekoyim b'soich alpayim. If they're based within 2,000 amas. Muta lachtu b'chleizeinom. Tim yisalku ha-kleizein mehem. Because if you take away, if you remove the weapons from those Yidin, yesh, liroi, we have to be concerned and scared. Shem o'yirdu v'oivim achem. Perhaps the enemies will notice that he left the weapons behind. So we are concerned that perhaps, you know, if you, what is called deterrence? Is that what deterrence? What is it called?
Yeah.
If you're walking home without the weapons, and you see, and the goyim are the enemies are noticing that you keep all your weapons behind, they're not stupid, they're not silly, right?
They'll
take the weapons and they'll chase. So therefore, in order to avoid for your own safety and protection, you're allowed to take your stuff back home. Should I take your stuff back home? Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, so let's just recap what we covered this evening. We learned Siman Tov Zayin, and we learned that if somebody walks, like a midwife, somebody goes out of the tchum with permission, what's the halacha? How much have you got? 2,000 amas. If it's behet, if it's bereshus, it's 2,000 amas. What happens if the 2,000 amas reach a city? The city gets swallowed up and you can also go in the city. What happens if a person goes out and then the mitzvah, it turns out halfway the mitzvah is accomplished already? You get 2,000 amas from where you find out. And then we learned that if somebody goes out for protecting somebody from a dangerous situation, like dangerous goyim or enemies, etc., or natural disaster, the halacha is that when you reach destination, you get, how much do you get? 2,000. But if it's not safe to stay there, you can even go back home, and even the weapons as well are included. All right, that's it for this evening. Okay, we'll start Simon Tov Ches tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.